Thank you. Item 12.
Item number 12, from the Office of the Comptroller, submitting an informational report providing an update on the 2014 year-end fiscal projection for Milwaukee County, January 2014. This item is informational only and thus otherwise directed by the committee.
Commissioner. Chair, members of the committee, this is the first report for 2014. This isn't based upon any detailed analysis. What we do is we get reports from individual departments who tell us of any concerns or issues that they have regarding 2014. And what you can see indicated here is the we received reports from the sheriff and the House of Correction. Sheriff of $4.5 million deficit, House of Correction of $800,000 offset by the contingency. And I think the other thing that I would say to that is we've looked over the sheriff's report. As indicated in what we are including in here, approximately $3.3 million of it is related to salaries, wages, and Social Security for unfunded positions, overtime, and they indicated and security-related staffing. So there are certain positions that were included within the 2014 budgets, which were, what is the term? They were unfunded, but not abolished. So those positions are still being maintained by the sheriff and are still there, and he's indicating that he would run a deficit as a result of those items. For the House of Correction, the deficit is for overtime costs due to unfilled CO positions. I believe that is a net number, correct? Because they're showing a surplus in some of their wages, just regular salary wages, due to the fact that they have unfilled positions. Offsetting that, though, is a projected deficit in overtime. The net of those two items is a net projected deficit for the House of Correction. They're currently trying to fill the positions. I'm not sure exactly how many short are they. Is it about 40 positions? Yeah, it's about 40 positions that they are currently trying to fill. They've got a class right now for those positions. So that is the current status of where things are at. We are holding discussions with different people regarding the deficits that are projected there, just to make sure that we understand them, because that's a large number to begin with at the beginning of the year.
Supervisor Jurisdiction and Supervisor Lipscomb.
If I'm understanding the explanation with the sheriff, he is filling positions where there was no funding in the budget. So if this is the deficit in the first quarter of the year and we continue this trend, there's going to be a significant deficit there. Is there anything?
This is his total projection for the year.
Oh, for the year.
Yes, yeah. This is his projection for the year. But we're already seeing that we're seeing enough information to say that, you know, based upon what he's running in this first few months, we're seeing that his projections could hold true. Okay, because we're seeing the amount of, you know, if you take his budget, you divide it by 12, and you look at what he's exceeding right now for overtime and for the other costs. Ms. Paul has been looking at, I've had her going back and looking at the number of unfunded positions, looking at where the overtime is, looking at the items that he's stating in here, to verify the various items. And I think there's, how many positions are there that were unfunded? 21 positions that were unfunded, but he still has filled. Yeah, 21 positions that were unfunded, but that are still filled. And Is that the total number of positions? Does that include the deputies?
Yes.
Yeah, that includes the deputies. Now, the way the deputies were is as they leave, that's the way it's been, I think, for the last couple of years. They're unfunded, and then as they leave, he can't refill those positions. But they're in there for as long as those people are in those positions. And then some of the other positions up above of some of the, I think, command staff, those positions are unfunded, and he's still continuing to keep those positions in there. I mean, the other side of it, he has some revenues, for example, traffic citation revenue, U.S. Marshal inmate housing revenue, where he doesn't have, you know, he takes in U.S. Marshal inmates into his jail, and then he gets a revenue related to that. Well, that hasn't been as many people as originally was projected into the budget. And then there has been some dispute regarding the county trunk maintenance revenue, and that's usually money that comes in both the highway and the sheriff is supposed to get a piece of that, and there's some dispute between highway and them as to the proportion of where that goes. But based upon us looking at the numbers, I mean, these numbers could hold true for the year if these things continue.
Thank you.
Just on the, so I mean, it sounds like the sheriff isn't proposing anything to mitigate that. In the House side, this number is your projection, but it's based on what they are doing in terms of hiring. So they've told you when they expect those to come online, or is this if those things don't happen? Is that the annualized number?
I believe it's an annualized number.
They should improve as they hire.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
So we will expect that to be mitigated by the hiring.
You'll still have a portion which will be a deficit there because
from
of what they're incurring
right
now.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
Supervisor Bourne.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. How many positions have at the House of Correction, the COs, were are they recruiting four that are still open? Or?
Well, that's we're thinking that's about 40.
Okay. And.
And they do have a class right now, and I don't know how many are in the class, but they have one class right now that they're working on.
Okay. And then in the sheriff's department, is there a plan on behalf of the sheriff that has come to either judiciary or that has been made known of how to address this deficit though, so that even in further in the year, it does not continue, or even in 15, or are we just going to handle this in the 15 budget?
I don't believe from the report. I think they're just more or less making us informed of the information. I don't think they've provided any type of mitigation plan at all at this time.
Gotcha. So we possibly could run into a situation where we can incur the same amount of a deficit if we continue to have unfunded positions filled in the next year.
Yes. This projection is based upon him having these positions filled for the remainder of the year.
Gotcha.
And for if his marshal revenue and his citation revenue is not able to, you know, continue forward. I mean, part of the thing, too, is he still continues to provide the officers at each of the security positions. You know, like when you enter the courthouse, there is a deputy sheriff at each of those positions, too.
Gotcha. Is there a, and Mr. Chair, some of my questions might be pertaining to the sheriff's department, so I don't know if the comptroller would have these answers, but is there a breakdown of the, I guess, essential, non-essential positions that we're referring to, or the 21 positions. Do we know exactly which positions those are?
We know the 21 positions which are unfunded but are still filled. Yes.
Okay. And these are essential positions.
They are positions. I don't know if you describe them as essential or non-essential. I'm just saying from the budget they were unfunded.
Gotcha. And. Okay, this originated in the last budget, and they were unfunded then.
Yes.
Okay, I get it. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Anything further on this item? If not, it's informational. We can go to item 13.